AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The questions are over from members of the Senate Judiciary Committee for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. Legal experts and interest groups are weighing in today. Jean Vita is with the American Bar Association.
Reviewers describe her integrity as beyond reproach, impeccable, and of the highest caliber. As one reviewer put it, you write the word integrity, and then you put her initials next to it.
Committee Chair Dick Durbin responded to the questions by some Republicans on the committee.
Some of the attacks on this judge were unfair, unrelenting, and beneath the dignity of the United States Senate.
This is the last day of hearings. The White House says the U.S. will expand its sanctions on Russia in response to the invasion of Ukraine. The U.S. is also increasing its humanitarian assistance by welcoming 100,000 Ukrainian refugees and providing an additional $1 billion in food, medicine, water, and supplies. President Biden is meeting with world leaders in Brussels. This is NATO's Jens Stoltenberg.
Today, we agreed to do more, including cyber security assistance and equipment to help Ukraine protect against biological, chemical, radiological, and nuclear threats.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called for military assistance without limitations during an address to NATO's emergency summit. The University of Michigan reached an agreement to settle a lawsuit brought by students who sought to force changes in how the school protects the campus from sexual misconduct. The Biden administration unveiled new procedures to handle asylum claims at the U.S. southern border, hoping to decide cases in months instead of years. The rules empower asylum officers to grant or deny claims, an authority that had been limited to immigration judges for people arriving at the border with Mexico. On Wall Street, stocks have opened higher. This is AP News. Circus performers from Ukraine have found a home away from the war in Hungary. Around 100 Ukrainian art students, ages 5 to 20, along with their adult chaperones, escaped the embattled cities of Kharkiv and Kyiv. That includes 16-year-old Ira Mayboroda.
I can't stand when I can't train. I just want to perform in circus shows.
After Russia invaded Ukraine, the Capital Circus of Budapest, along with the Hungarian School for Acrobats, arranged for the Ukrainian circus students to come there. Acrobat school director Gabor Kovac says there is no war within the circus. In circus, there is only productivity, a collective productivity. 13-year-old Ann Lisitska says she was initially heartbroken when she had to leave her relatives in Kharkiv. She said, when I came here, I didn't expect to be so well received and for it to be so nice. The Capital Circus of Budapest is donating proceeds to help the Ukrainian performers. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.